It's the world famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico, and this is General Galen Shaw reporting. And here is, why don't you tell him?
This is a lovely song. I like this. This is a
brand new track here on the world famous Phil Henry Show from Shifta and Do You Wanna featuring Chanel.
Who is that again?
Chanel.
That is it. I wonder if it smells like the perfume.
Oh. Anyway, welcome to the program, Phil Henry Show, and philhenryshow.com for Thursday. Tomorrow's the day where you get on the highway, you know. And
I take it, you're going down the road to San Francisco, is that right?
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be going on the road, yeah. And we'll be doing, as I mentioned, the show.
Yeah, that originate from San Francisco and everything. Is the remote equipment packed and stuff?
No, we'll pack that up and send it.
Okay, fine. You pack the remote equipment.
Well, you should have it packed, right? Don't you want to take that?
Yeah, we have the remote equipment. I'm going to take it. But what I'm trying to say here is that we're only going to be originating...
You're only originating one show, is that correct?
Yes, that's...
And that's on Saturday.
Yeah, it's on Saturday.
See, you don't have to say anything about it, because we're...
Well, then why don't you guys just do the show? That'd be great.
Phil, don't get your feelings hurt.
Now, here he goes. You know, Phil, we're trying to just move it along, so you're making these little points, so that's fine.
May I make the points?
Well, all right, but you don't mind if I already know what it is you're going to say, and we just sort of say to the audience, here he goes, you know, I'm not saying here he goes again, but we look at the audience and we go, do you love him? What he's trying to say is this, and
maybe the audience doesn't quite get it either.
All right, Phil, go ahead.
Thank you.
You're leaving on Friday.
Yeah, I'm leaving on Friday.
And we got the remote equipment is packed in.
And the remote equipment is packed in. And I'll be going...
You're going up to San Francisco on original Saturday.
Yeah, and I'm originating the show.
And then you're back on Monday.
You guys, come on.
Well, Jesus, will you move on with something else, huh, Phil?
Okay, but that's... No, I'm not going to move on with something. I wanted to tell people that. Man, oh, man.
Phil, I know we have Ted Bell standing by. There's an awful... Everybody has got to get rehearsed. I'm going up there to San Francisco myself, for those of you who don't know. I will be a part of the show.
Well, I'd like to keep a little bit of that secret, if you don't mind.
What do you mean to keep it secret? Everyone knows Margaret will be there.
All right, but I mean, there's certain parts of the one-man show. You know, one of the great things about Sketchfest is it's not going to be as formal, I don't think, as the regular shows like we do with the Hollywood Improv, because you have the opportunity at Sketchfest to... I don't know, you know...
Well, you're going to experiment or something like that?
Yeah, I know. You're going to freeform it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, we get that. But still in all, I don't know about you. I like to do a fair amount of rehearsing. I want to make sure that I don't go out there and I wind up with egg on my face. Thank you very much.
Well, you don't want to towel off.
What do you mean by towel off?
He means the egg on the face.
All right, because when you say that...
No, I'm talking about, well, if you look at how egg drips off the chin, I...
Well, you dirty...
Hey, come on now.
How it drips off the chin.
Well, he is kind of right about that.
Hell, Margo, when the kid's got a point, he's got a point.
I'll give... You know, if he wants a point, I've got one. It's in my handbag. It's called a letter opener. Ooh.
Ah, damn, man. It sounds like Tarzan.
Margo, that did sound like Tarzan. You only have yourself to blame.
So you're comparing me to an ape man swinging from a tree.
Well, Margaret, didn't you just go, ooh?
No, I did not go. I'd love to hear the tape of that again if I could.
No, Margaret, you don't want to hear that.
Trust us, Margaret, you don't want to hear that. You sounded just like Tarzan, King of the Apes.
Tarzan is not King of the Apes.
Yeah, he is. Tarzan's the King of the Apes.
No, he's not. Tarzan's King of the Jungle.
Who's King of the Apes?
King of the Apes.
Well, no, Tarzan was King of the Apes because he was a human. That's why he was King of the Apes.
No, 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 no.
Phil, please, just once in your life admit you're wrong.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You can look this up, and you'll find that it was Tarzan, King of the Apes doesn't make any sense.
Well, what was the ape that he... Didn't he have an ape with him? He had that ape, right?
Well, he had Cheetah.
Yeah, that's Cheetah was a chimpanzee.
Yeah, that was the chimp. And that right there, okay, right there, yeah. General, that's very good. Excellent. That there is probably King of the Ape. And Tarzan's King of the Jungle, if you want an ape king, there's your man.
There's your man, huh?
What a moron. Okay, all right. There's your man.
Right. Oh, Cheetah, yeah.
Yeah, Cheetah ain't not a man.
I know that, but...
All right, let tell you what. Excuse me.
Are you all right? I hope you're not getting sick.
No. I get these allergies that are... the air gets dry. By the way, I don't know how the weather is in the rest of the country. I don't even pay attention to the weather in the rest of the country, but goddamn, man, out here it is dry as a mother. It is...
It has been dry, and it's very warm, and I noticed the... do you think the Santy Annies are blowing through?
The Santy Annies?
Yes, that's what we call them. I know I'm not a native Californian, but I did learn that from some of our more... Hold on for a minute. My throat's dry.
Want some water, Miss Gray?
Yes, please. I learned that from some of our more... Hold on. Some of our more oaky natives, you know, they call it the Santy Annies.
Oh, the Santy Annies. I didn't know that. Well,
You didn't know that, huh?
No, I've never heard them called that.
Yeah. And do you remember the old commercial, the Stanley Chevrolet, two blocks south of the Santy Annie freeway?
I do remember that commercial, and I don't remember anybody saying the Santy Annie freeway. But then again, I could be wrong, you know.
Well, I think you're wrong.
No, Margaret, I know that commercial. They never said, I come from Fresno, okay? I come from right smack...
That's the Armenians, right?
There are a lot of Armenians up in Fresno, but there's a lot of Okies hanging around there, too. I'll tell you what, you couldn't throw a rock. You couldn't step out of your car on a Friday night to relieve yourself in a bean field without hitting an Okie. They'd be sleeping or...
All right, well, let's not start insulting people.
I'm not trying to insult anybody.
All right, and did they say Santy Annie?
No, they didn't. They never even went near saying it Santy Annie. They'd say... I never even heard them say Santa Ana. I did hear them say Oildale.
Yeah, I'd say Oildale, because that's what's up there.
All right, fine. So I think maybe Santy Annie... Well, that's fine. Maybe you heard people say Santy Annie. I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't make no never mind to... Me. All right. Do we have to get to Bob? We got to get to Bob Bacon. The other thing that we need to do is to talk to our good, close, personal friend, Ted Bell.
Oh, Ted. Ted will be up there, too.
Yeah, Ted is going to be there, and we do want to talk to him about what's, as they say, what is on the menu for when Ted takes the stage at the Sketchfest there on Friday night. Remember, there's two shows for the Sketchfest on Friday night, so I hope that you guys in the Bay Area will... come out and see it, and let's take a look at the traffic on it. Bob Bacon. Bob, what's up?
Hey, Joe, what's up, Bob? We've got a couple of cars out on the highway, and there's a couple of cars off the side of the road. It looks like there's a man out there licking the side of the car. Now, if you're down the 16 freeway, if you're out there, this man taking a pair of blunts and he's just out in the sand out there with a pair of blunts. People are going slow going. Looks like a looky-loo traffic out there. Bob Bacon traffic.
All right.
Woo!
Beautiful, man. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And I think it's time for us to bring on our dear, close, personal friend, the man of the hour, the man who is generally joins us there at the Sketch Fest and other places, Ted Bell. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted Lee, brother.
Woo! Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse, come on down.
Bill, thanks a lot, everybody. This is Ted Bell, and I will see you in San Francisco there on Friday night, because I will be taking part in the Sketchfest there. You're part of the Sketchfest sketches, you know. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, the sketches, yeah.
All right. And one of the things I do want to mention, Phil, is the what was that? Was that music?
Yeah, that was Adam Raised a Cane. But you got to somehow get the cues, you know. Where are you right now?
Right now, Phil, I'm at a place called Henderson's Dairy, and this is it's about 6 or 7 miles if you head up the Angeles Crest Highway. Henderson's Dairy is a place that I like to come and get. We buy only our cream from Henderson's Dairy because the cream comes out of the cow, and no one messes with it. Now, yes, it's pasteurized. Yes, it's completely safe and clean. And we make very, very sure that if you have yourself a cup of coffee or you have some of the great cream pies, the great cream cheese, anything that's made with cream at Ted's of Beverly Hills, that you are getting it with Henderson's cream, Henderson's cow cream, the dairy cream from north of the Angeles Crest Highway up here. And this is one of the rarely known secrets, I guess you might say, of Ted's of Beverly Hills, Phil.
So this is a dairy. How long has it been there?
Henderson's, I'd have to ask old man Henderson, who's around here somewhere. Jim Henderson's here. Come on in, Jim. Jim, how long have you been here?
We started the
dairy in the late 1950s.
Oh, in okay.
And we have been here that much longer.
Okay, and what is it about Henderson's cream and the dairy products?
Now, can I just... never mind. Go ahead.
What's that?
Never mind.
You're probably going to ask.
No, no, I'll ask the question. What is it about the Henderson's cream and dairy products that make them so spectacular tasting?
Well, we have cows that we trust and believe in.
You have cows that you trust and believe in.
No, I don't mean from the standpoint of a cow having a high moral character or anything, but the cows that we have, I know they're clean, I know they're healthy. Somebody get that... Someone get that phone. The cows that we have are clean, they're healthy. I think that they are... And I think it does mean something to know that a cow is going to be on your side when the going gets rough. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah. All right, so I tell you what, thanks very much, and...
Then do you want anything else?
No, I don't. All right, Phil. So Henderson's Dairy is where we get all the cream.
All right, okay, that's fine. We were going to talk to you about the Sketch Fest.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Sketch Fest, but I wanted to make sure that I got the not a plug, but, you know, I...
Well, I think this is why, Phil, that sounds like that was a plug. Was that a commercial announcement?
No, it was not a commercial. It was a commercial announcement within my commercial. I pay for my airtime. So if I want to bring on old man Henderson, and okay, if I've got a piece of the dairy... You know,
That's fine. I got no problem with that.
Well, Phil, you said that you wanted to keep the commercial content very, very clearly articulated so that people would know.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Will you quit being such a... You're like the school tattletale. Just blah, 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 blah.
Well, excuse me for trying to keep the integrity of this program up.
Margaret, I appreciate that. I really do.
See?
Oh, well, okay.
See?
I appreciate it, Margaret.
See?
Okay, all right.
Take it easy, will you? God, what a... Yeah, what a brown noser.
A brown noser? I'll tell you. You know what? When I put your nose in a...
Put his nose up your crack? Holy shit.
All right, watch it, will you, please?
I didn't say that.
Hold on. Look, everybody, sports fans, that's just... that's fine, Margaret. I appreciate that. Ted can put on the air anything he wants.
See?
All right, well, don't keep doing that.
Well, you know, she's got to keep on doing it because just like the brown noser she is...
You really think I'm a brown noser?
Yeah, you are a brown noser.
I told you, bud, if you say that one more time, I'll show you what a brown nose looks like. It'll be your nose, and you'll be getting it brown.
Where you sit?
Maybe.
Oh,
quit making a big deal out of it.
All right, come on, folks. Ted, is Ted there? Where is he? Ted, are you there? Ted, it's Phil Hendry.
Right here, Phil. Listen, the only thing I wanted to say, can I get back to the restaurant and call you back? Because I'm in the middle here of, this is a milking process. And what you're hearing are milking machines, and they are going 100 miles an hour. They don't quit here at Henderson's Dairy. They milk and they bottle and they milk and they bottle, and these milking machines are going. And then on top of that, there are phones going. I don't know why. They've got a bank of telephones here. In the milking area.
Well, maybe there's this is for the workers.
No, this is an automatic. It gives me a little bit of a... I realize this is impossible, but it gives you the creeps because it makes you think maybe the cows are answering them.
Okay, tell you what I'll do, Ted. I'll let you go do that.
No, don't. You got a sound to your voice like you think I've lost it.
No, not at all. I'll let you go ahead and do that, and you call us back. Okay.
All right, Ted Bell. Ted's of Beverly Hills, come on in, get yourself a steak. We got a great lunch special today, and we'll see you in San Francisco. Ted Bell.
Okay.
Can you play the commercial?
Yeah, I'll play the commercial. Here's the thing about what's happening up there. If he wants to have that guy...
Well, what? That's a commercial within a commercial.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, though, because Mr. Bell is paying for it.
I know he's paying for it, but I just think the integrity of the program is sacrificed... Because people think you're trying to slip one in.
Well, you talk about slip one in. You're the one who said you want to park my nose there.
But I didn't say that in all those... I tried to make that subtle, and that you two right there, Bud and the General, both of you tried to make that something crude and dirty and ugly. You make this world lousy, you know that?
Oh, Margaret, quit with the dramatics, okay?
You heard what they said.
Yeah, it was great. You're the one that said it, though. You want to see a brown nose, man? The brown nose is going to be your nose. And where it got brown...
I know what I said.
All right. So Ted's going to call us back. I appreciate you looking out for the show that way, but I don't think we have to worry about that. The thing that disturbs me a little bit was that old man Henderson was talking about the cows having...
Well, he was saying they had high moral purpose.
No, I don't think it was that bad.
Oh, you don't, huh? That guy was talking to Ted, and he goes, we've got great cows. They're not just great cows for milking, but they're the kinds of cows that I trust and lean on. Did you hear that?
I don't think he's... But the general is saying is in the general sense of the word, pardon me for saying that.
Pardon you for saying what?
That the general is in the general...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's saying that the general said that the cow is reliable. What a retard.
All right, watch the retard stuff. I think there's something wrong with that guy, if you want to get right down to it. That's what I think. Okay, we'll be right back on a Phil Henry show. We've got Ted Bell coming up. We also are going to be talking to Jerry Derwacken, who has a blog. This is an NFL watchdog blog.
Lesson two.
And we're going to find out what he's got to say about something that's happening in the National Football League right now, ahead of the Super Bowl, and that's this. The footballs are deflated. Did you hear about this?
I heard the New England Patriots are messing around with the balls or something.
Now, I warned you about this segment because of the liberal use of the word balls. This one here.
But if you get out of hand, I'm going to kick your ass around the block for drill. You understand?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. This is NWA. And
oh, my God. Listen to this. So beep it out.
Here goes the info. Hi, this is Jack Henderson, Henderson's Dairy. You know, we do have cows that make wonderful cream and dairy products, the yogurts, the creams, and all of the milks that you've come to rely on. But there are also cows that I would have no problem leaving them alone with my wife and daughter. That's the kind of family-owned business we have, from the humans to the cows. We can be alone with your wives and daughters in a motel. Just to say that she did it with a rapper. But the pussy was more fishy
than Red Snapper. But how many licks would it take? She asked to make... What in living hell is this garbage? She
took a NWA. Mouth, put it on top like a
irresistible. Wow, these guys really... Well, I'll tell you, there's absolutely no censorship anymore, is there, Phil?
Oh, well, you know, that's the world. Okay, Phil Henry Show. Now, I gotta get my shit together here, man, because we're going to get Ted in here. And then, as I said, we also have Jerry Derwacken. Maybe we could get Jerry in here while we're waiting on Ted. Jerry Derwacken in New York City. And we're going to talk for some period of time, about this NFL controversy in football. This has to do with the, I believe, underinflated balls, Jerry. Can you give me a... and by the way, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you very much, Phil. It's nice to be on your program. And here's what I've got from the National Football League, if you want me to tell you. First of all, the NFL checked these footballs before, during the game, and then after the game. And then apparently there was a complaint made by the Indianapolis Colts during the regular season. This was a complaint made by the Colts. It was the same kind of complaint that they were underinflating the footballs. And the reason why they're saying that they might be doing that is to make them easier to grip. That is the...
Now that's the reason why they would underinflate that, Jerry, is to make the ball easier to throw?
That is generally why these footballs are underinflated. It makes a football softer, and it certainly does not make the ball easier to kick. I don't think it's a football that you're going to be wanting to kick through a crossbar, but during a regular... Now, that was the one complaint. The other complaint they had was that the balls might be overinflated, which would mean that they have too much air in them, and it might carry. They might be lighter. With more air in them, they might be easier to kick through the goalpost, but might not be as easy to grip. And then there was a complaint that the footballs were the wrong size, that they had used a different kind of football. The different size of footballs, Phil, I don't know if you know this or not.
Well, college footballs aren't they slightly different?
There's a slight different size. There used to be a size difference between NFL footballs, for instance, and Canadian footballs. They're regulation size. They're all the same size. But they said there was some complaint that they might be the wrong size football, the wrong kind of football. And the most ridiculous claim that was made, I think, that I saw come across the wire here this morning was that the Indianapolis Colts claimed in one case that there might be a football that was in the mix that might be a kid's football, a Nerf football.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, that's what they said. And it might have been slipped in as a joke. Somebody says, hey, I want to kick a football, and here's a Nerf ball.
Now, what, Jerry, what's the penalty for this?
Well, the penalty is the commissioner of football, the commissioner of National Football League, which is this guy, Roger Goodell. He could say that you, you know, you've got to play the game over.
They would play the champion of the championship of the National Football League.
No, this would be a conference game.
This is the American Football Conference game, but to determine who would represent them in the Super Bowl.
So the Super... Oh, wait a minute. I mean, how do you do? I'm fine. How are you? Let me get out of the phone.
So the Super Bowl would be one represents... It hasn't played yet.
No, the Super Bowl has not been played yet.
I thought the Super Bowl had been played.
No, there were two games last. How could both of them be the Super Bowl?
I thought they had two Super Bowls. I don't know.
No, this would be... They would play the Super Bowl. They would play the AFC Championship game again. And they would use a regulation football instead of this Nerf football or this... whatever this football, this sponge rubber football that got...
Wait. What are you saying happened here? Are you saying that the balls were...
I'm sorry, the balls were overinflated, yeah, or underinflated is what I'm saying. But, and then I had some report here that one of the footballs that got into the game was a Nerf or a sponge rubber football that was only discovered after it was intercepted by either the Colts or Patriots, I forget which team.
Wait, hold on. How does a football get into a football like a Nerf foot? You're talking about those sponge rubber balls.
Yeah, those are the kind of footballs you like. You're using a swimming pool?
Well, yeah, they're very pliant and they're easy to grip. One of the players, I think it was one of the warm-up quarterbacks on the sideline, had said, well, the ball is very, very easy to grip. I can throw it a lot harder. I can throw it faster. It's got great spin. And they had checked it for its buoyancy, and they had checked it for its consistency, and they put it into a barrel of water that they had there on the sidelines. And they noticed that it was absorbing the water to the point where it was sponge-like, and that's when someone noticed that it could very well be a Nerf football.
Did this? You're telling me this ball got into play?
That's the statement that was made to my source, and I've got very good sources at the National Football League, and my source tells me that he was told by someone very close to the New England Patriots that it was a some kind of a sponge rubber football that made it into at least one play.
And when it made it into the play, it got snapped and it got in. It actually got thrown.
Either thrown or was handed off, or something. But the running back or whoever caught the ball—I think it was an interception, to be honest with you—and whoever caught the ball looked at it and was a little bit taken aback. I think it was on the play, the interception that was made by the by one of the New England Patriots, who sort of hesitated and then ran out of bounds with it.
So it was an interception by the Patriots
or by the Colts.
Well, which was it? Which is the player? You have to interview the player, don't you?
I'm not interviewing anybody. I write a blog, a watchdog blog.
Well, will the National Football League interview all players concerned? Is this the process?
Yeah, sure. It's the General Shaw. I'm a great admirer of yours, by the way, sir.
Thank you.
But you sound real official, and you know, will they? I don't know. Nothing is all that serious at the NFL. They have a lot of guys doing a lot of things. Whatever they get to, and whatever they don't get to, they don't get to. There's not really too much that passes them by. I'm just telling you that the process is most likely going to be one that lasts for a good long while, and we won't know. I don't think anyone will know, and I don't think anyone is going to really know until such time as they make this determination. And I can tell you, I thought I'd step outside because things was getting pretty loud where I was, Phil. I'm outside right now.
Where are you?
Well, I was inside the National Football League headquarters, and now I'm out on a lawn. This is actually a back patio that they have. This is where Commissioner Goodell comes out and smokes a pipe and just meditates on life. And I have to tell you...
I want to jump in here.
Well, let me just finish here. I have to tell you that what they'll do is they will interview all the players involved. They will try to get a hold of this Nerf football or whatever it was.
I didn't hear anything about a Nerf football. I heard about underinflated footballs. Okay.
Well, they said underinflated, Phil, because this ball, as I said, had gotten into a barrel of water and was sponge rubber and was very heavy. It was easy to grip, sure, but it was like a very heavy to throw, and that's when the interception was made.
So nobody saw that it was a Nerf football.
No, I don't.
Doesn't that sound suspect?
Not in a game condition. I don't know if any of you have played before. I played competitive football. I did not play in the pros. I didn't play in high, any. I didn't play tackle football. I played in a park flag football. league, but it's the competition.
I think, look, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about actual professional conditions.
I'm trying to say to you, Phil, in the heat of battle, football, you're looking at the opposing players.
And you're basing this on your flag football experience?
Hey, hold on a minute. Hey, buddy, can I get a ride? I want to get out of here because the guy that's interviewing me is a prick. Could you give me a...
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't believe it.
My God.
Yeah, it sounded like a truck just rolled by right in time.
Well, it sounded like he didn't like the question.
Didn't like the question? You know what he didn't like? He didn't like the fact that I called him on the fact that he had flag football experience in the heat of battle.
That's pretty funny.
Well, what is that flag football? Is like touch football?
Yeah, that's what girls... excuse me for saying, Margaret, but that's what the girls play. Flag football is... Boy, how do you like that guy?
All right, well, where'd you find that guy, bud?
He's got a watchdog blog.
Uh-huh. That guy claims a Nerf ball got into the game, and it was sponge rubber, and it was full of water.
Jeez.
All right, what we really want to do here, and what I really would just love to do before anything gets too far afield, is talk to Ted Bell. So we got Ted lined up. We're going to have Ted on the line with us here in just a moment. We're going to talk a little bit more about Ted's of Beverly Hills, what they have lined up, certainly his involvement there in our big sketch fest. But also, Ted has got his own Super Bowl happenings, and those would be very, very much worth talking about. So let's head on back now to Ted's of Beverly Hills and find out what's up there.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Well, yeah, we are back here at Ted's of Beverly Hills reminding you that we will have our Super Bowl party. Oh, don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about that at all at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're going to bust it out here on Super Bowl Sunday in Beverly Hills.
Will you want to put our meat in your mouth?
You better believe it. And I tell you, Philly, it is. I think it's going to be exciting, and we will have all of the usual fun that we have here on Super Bowl Sunday. We will have Ted's half price. We're going to have the miniature chicken legs, the... excuse me. Oh, man, I got to tell you, Phil, I just ran in from the parking lot, so I'm a little bit out of breath.
Oh, you need to catch your breath then.
Yeah, no, it's okay, but I had a bet here with Jerry Zeus. I said, I guarantee I will get back in time. Watch me, Jerry. And he said, no, you won't, Mr. Bell. I said, watch me. And I just made it. You owe me $20, huh?
Ah, the hell with it.
Yeah, you owe me $20. Oh.
All right, so you got your win back?
Yeah, I think I do. We're going to have a ball here on Super Bowl Sunday. We do have the miniature chickens that have become so popular with so many of the people that love the Ted's of Beverly Hills prime rib room. Of course, the prime rib room is where it all takes place.
Now that is the main lounge at Ted's of Beverly Hills, the prime rib room. And you also have the big screen TV.
What? It's the prime rib room is a bar?
It's our lounge, General. It's where people wait to be seated. It's where people like to go and relax and have a cocktail, have a Ted, have a couple of Teds. And we do have two widescreen TVs. We will have our Super Bowl buffet, which we never, ever scrimp on, and the famous miniature chickens.
I want to ask a question.
Let me guess. You're going to ask, what are the miniature chickens?
You got it.
Yeah, well... These are a specialty of Ted's of Beverly Hills. These are small, undersized chickens. They've got the little tiny drumsticks and the little tiny wings. And you just enjoy it because you can have as many as you want. You don't get too full. People enjoy it, especially the kids, the little miniature drumsticks. And for my money and for the family and for anybody who's just coming in to watch the ball game, it's a lot of fun. It's a novelty. And certainly is something that we like to specialize in the Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Now, I want to ask a question because we had some people who called.
No, God.
All right, hold on. What's the problem?
Well, we had some people calling about the miniature chickens.
Okay, Phil, this is a time that I'm paying for.
Right, but you also agreed that you would take questions regarding any kind of customer complaint.
Okay, is this the same family that says the little their drumsticks are too small?
Well, they said the drumsticks are only about the size of like a cigarette butt. They said it was about the size of a lipstick container.
Okay, and what's the
Well, there's nothing there. And when you get a dozen drumsticks, you've got basically a miniature plate. I don't know. It's not, Ted, believe me when I tell you, I'm not complaining. This was a phone call we received.
Well, what about that bell? You know,
what do you mean, what about that bell? All of a sudden, I'm Belle, huh?
Well, you know, we've got people that are saying you're serving up these little miniature, whatever that is. I have no idea how you get a... How'd you make these miniature chickens?
Well, you know, I didn't make them, all right?
Well, who made them?
Oh, let me see. God? Wow.
Wait a second, Belle. God didn't make chickens so small that the drumsticks are the size of lipstick, you know.
And you know what a lipstick container looks like. Is that right?
And what are you inferring?
Well, what do you know so much about lipstick for?
I'm married to a woman. Oh! How about that?
Well, all right. I'd like to say I am, too.
Okay, fine. So what's the big deal?
I just wanted to hasten to add that because all of a sudden you got one up on me by saying you were married to a woman, and then people are going to assume that I don't know what a lipstick container is, and that is kind of weird if I'm married to a woman. Now,
all right, let me jump in here, please, okay, guys?
But, Phil...
No. Hold on. The question is, and it's a good question, they're miniature chicken leg. I don't know, maybe they make a special kind of chicken or something.
Yeah, they make a special kind of chicken, they being God. What are you talking about?
Well, what kind of a chicken? Are these chickens artificially or somehow manipulated? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, is this some sort of genetic engineering?
No, it is not. I made sure of that. These are chickens that come from a special valley. It's called Chicken Valley or something. It's in Indiana. It was an area of Indiana that was cut off from the rest of the world because you know how animals evolve differently in different places. Remember we were talking about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is an area of Indiana that for thousands of years was cut off from the other normal processes of nature. And the chickens...
What are you handing us, Belle? This sounds like a load. You're saying all this stuff just so people will eat these midget chickens... And God knows what they're eating.
No, wait a second. Now, watch what you say there, General, because you're accusing me. You're accusing me of pawning off something that isn't quite copacetic. I'm telling you it's exactly what it is.
All right, so these are not genetically engineered chickens.
Not as far as I know.
That's not...
God damn, Phil, I haven't heard anything like that since I volunteered to drive the, you know, those kids that live up at the end of the street.
Yeah.
I volunteered to drive them to school. All the way to school. That's all I heard. Dee-dee-dee-dee.
You know, I've had it, Ted, with you. You are very cruel to children that are disabled.
I beg your pardon, madam. I'm a father, and I have a son. And,
And what about the Holy Ghost?
Him, too. Wait a minute.
All right, hold on for everybody. I don't want to get into this discussion. I hear what you're saying, Margaret.
Oh, you hear what she's saying. We'll talk about that later. Once Ted hangs up, then you guys will talk behind his back. Is that it?
No, I don't like, I agree with Margaret. I don't like that comment and that, you know, characterizing kids the way you do. But I want to say this, okay?
No. I'm not going to let you get away with that. Ted Belle is not cruel to children. I'm just saying that it reminded me of that one time I had the kid in the backseat going, da-da-da-da. He's a great kid and...
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
So what I want to say is, if you can't assure people that these chickens are not genetically engineered, that's kind of creepy.
Ted, it's not a very hard question. I'm not accusing you of anything. I know you've got a great restaurant. You know Frank eats there. We're not saying anything other than I think it's extremely important that we find out from you what exactly is... hold on for a minute. I'm looking at this time. Did you want me to keep this time?
I'll do it. Bud, would you keep the...
Oh, sorry.
I'm just simply saying we need to know what is up with these chickens.
Yeah, Ted, you're telling me that God made them.
You asked me who made them. I'm telling you for the 800th time, they come from a special valley that was cut off from evolution.
Oh, bullshit. You know?
All right, but you know what? I've had it. I'm not going to sit here and be called a liar.
Are you listening to what this guy's trying to feed us? A special valley in Indiana that got cut off from evolution. And so the chickens are smaller.
Goodbye.
Well, Phil, you know, you're the one that opened this. You pulled the lid off this stinking pot of stew.
How did I do it?
Because the other week when you had that discussion about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and how everyone up there had a square-shaped head.
Well, I do remember that, Phil.
I didn't start talking about that. Somebody else did. Are you trying to tell me that Ted listened into that show and came up with this... Hokum story?
That's what I think. You're going to try to tell me that part of Indiana got cut off from evolution. Well, I mean...
Well, I've been to Indiana, and I'm not saying this, and I'm not trying to be funny. Indiana's a wonderful place. It is the center of America. It is the heartbeat of America. But yes, of course, you wonder how was there some... I don't know. They say that Neanderthal was killed off in Europe, and I'm willing to believe that. Did any of them make their way over here? I don't know.
Okay, all right. Let all of this nonsense aside, this is nothing that we have any qualification to talk about.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
We're not going to sit here and talk about whether evolution, if he's got miniature chickens, and these are little tiny chicken legs, I have to assume that Ted's of Beverly Hills has been inspected by the health department, you know, Bud?
Yeah, well, I'm called up Mr. Bell every week. I always say, before we can put you on the air, I've got to know, did you pass the health inspection? And he always gets mad and hangs up, but that generally means yes.
Okay.
Why do you do that? No, you humiliate the man.
I mean, I'm... What do you want me to say?
What do you mean, what do you want? That's humiliating. I wouldn't stand for that.
Hey, I'm not going to have the guy on my show, and I'm not going to have him advertising on the show. If there is any opportunity or any chance that there's something wrong with the restaurant. That's all I'm trying to say. What's wrong with that?
Well, it is a little...
No. Don't start in with that stuff. Get Ted back. Apologize to him, will you?
Yeah, I'm going to try and reach him back now. Yeah, hey, Candy.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Candy, get Mr. Bell, will you? Is he across the street? Go get him.
Hey, you know, this is exactly what happened the other time, Bud, that... He took the call, and he was...
Yeah, Mr. Bell? Hold on. Mr. Bell? Well, Mr. Henry's really sorry about it. Okay? He wants you to call back.
He wants me to call back.
What? No, I'll call back. I'm sorry. Call back when? When you get over to the other restaurant? Where are you now? He's in the toilet. You're on the air.
Will you give me that phone? Ted, we'll call you back, okay? Huh? Yeah, I know. He just said you're in the men's room. Okay. Bud, okay, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We're going to be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on Friday night. First show 7:30, second show is 10 o'clock. And so if you can't make the first, try and make the second. We will see you guys there. We'll be at Stageworks. And all over the city of San Francisco, all kinds of marvelous comedy and sketches, great comedy troupes, individual performers, great people like Christopher Lloyd's doing a...
So the lineup is phenomenal. It is just phenomenal.
Christopher Lloyd, Dr. Katz, the whole cast of Dr. Katz will be at all kinds of things happening all over the place, man, at the Sketch Fest in San Francisco. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Terry McGibbon Sports Jackets. You know, we've been in the Los Angeles area for 31 years, and I got to get you into one of my jackets. You come in and take a look at our houndstooth. Come on in and look at the hen bone. Go ahead and take a picture of yourself in one of our seersuckers. There's nothing like a Terry McDonald seersucker jacket. We only specialize in jackets. If you've got pants to match, great. If you don't, you're on your own at Terry McDonald's. So let's take a step back and get us back on track. Famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com back here at the studio of the El Pacifico. As I mentioned, we'll have one more show here from the El Pacifico, then we will originate from San Francisco on probably on Saturday morning. All right, let's get back out to our friend Ted Bell there at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
I'm down here to Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right, we're back here, and let's see if we can't get this thing figured out. I know I've got to take a phone call here. I got a lot of business to attend to, but here I want to talk to Phil Henry about Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Super Bowl that's coming up. We want to put our meat
in your mouth. Okay, Ted, sorry about that. We got a little bit, confused there. We have Ted Bell out with us right now, and my understanding is you're out of the men's room, right?
No, I'm not out of the men's room. I'm still in the men's room, but I'm taking care of business here because Bud was saying that it was really important that I take the phone call. What I'm trying to say is this.
Well, look, if you're still in the men's room.
No, I mean, I got all these people calling me up. I was across the street trying to check on the receipts over there because we have the rib, we've got a rib, the rib room, not the prime rib room, we have the rib porch.
And
the Rib Porch.
Yeah, that's the name of the new place. I didn't tell you. We changed it from Ted's Ribs to the Rib Porch. And it's just come on up on the porch and get some ribs and then have a seat. And we're trying to make it like a porch. There's a porch swing over there, and you swing back and forth, and the ribs come out of a window, and you put your hand out, and you keep swinging. I don't know. I mean, it's an angle. It's an idea. You know, I'm trying to... I've got the lease on a couple of pieces of property here, and I want to keep this thing going as quickly as I can. I'm sorry. Hold on for a minute. Yeah. Hey, Kenny, would you get... So what I'm doing here, Phil, is I'm trying to, as best as we can, as quickly as we can, and as much as we can, capitalize on these properties here. But on Super Bowl Sunday, what's going to happen is this. We're going to have a wonderful potpourri. We'll have our usual miniature chicken. We've got the miniature ribs.
What is this with the miniature ribs and the miniature chicken?
Well, excuse me. Is this? Am I not promoting my... Wow, what a dick brain. You know,
Ted, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I'm here trying to promote my business.
Look at Bell. There's nothing wrong with us. Why can't we ask, what do you mean to miniature ribs?
Well, just what I said. Miniature ribs.
All right, so these are...
No, they come from miniature cows.
Well, doesn't one follow the other? What, you know, some Bill, I swear to God, as much as money as I put in your show, I'm convinced that you want to ruin my business.
You know that's not the case.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do know it's the case. Because every time I come on your program and I have some new revolutionary way of presenting things, and you want to tell me how bad things are and how... Hold on for a minute. Can I get some more... I don't know. It's plugged up. And what you do to me...
I'm sorry, Ted. I apologize. I've never heard of miniature ribs, and I've never heard of miniature chickens.
Well, now you have, okay? So do I. Can I start all over again?
Of course you can start all over. If you feel like you need to, you can start all over again. I mean, I don't think that you do.
Well, I do, okay? So, Bud, would you please hit it? We need a 1, 2, and a 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, come on down here to Ted's of Beverly Hills Super Bowl Sunday. The miniature ribs, the miniature miniature chicken legs, and I guess Phil's going to have a hard time with this one, and the miniature pork chops. I'm sorry, young lady. I didn't hear you, young lady. What, did you say something?
I'm sorry?
Well, I heard someone going...
I'm laughing at the idea of miniature pork chops, yeah.
Wait, I didn't hear that. What, miniature what?
Oh, boy. You know, with every person that weighs in, my business goes further and further down. You know what it goes down? Watch this. Here's where it is. Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad I'm still standing in the bathroom. I'm able to use... That's where my business is going, Phil, with every second that I spend in here talking to you about my business.
All right. So you've got miniature chicken legs, miniature ribs, and miniature pork chops.
Yeah, and the way you're hesitating as you say that is for you to get the comedic effect for me to say miniature pigs, and yes, they are.
Coming from the same area of...
Yes, the same stilted... you know, I can't be sure. I know the chickens come from that. There's a cul-de-sac in Indiana. Where the other stuff comes from is anybody's guess. I don't know, and I personally don't care because I'm trying to get a business up and running, you know? I got a business to run. I got to kick a few asses. People can't even, you know, players can't even get a drink at the table, man. He's banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. So I,
All right, Ted, thanks very much. We'll see you in San Francisco, and good luck with Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, and you mean that good luck after what you did to me? After the way you carved it up one side and down, you carved it. Boy, the way you carved that up, man, I'd have extra miniature pork chops.
Man. Unreal, baby. Thanks, Ted, and thank you, everybody. We're going to take our leave here, slightly shortened show with all the things that are happening this week. We will see you tomorrow here from the El Pacifico, and then Saturday from San Francisco, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And we want to thank Ted Bell today.
And also Jerry Durwesson for being on the show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on the Sideshow Network. I would like to say at this time, I'm General Galen Shaw, and if you run across any miniature pigs or chickens or anything, let me tell you what, If I were you, I'd stay. I'd run. I'd any miniature chicken or pig you see, run from it.
Break them down in the sip. That's a hell of a flip. Had them, now they gone. Guess I'm taking the trip. First to tell you, motherfucker, trapper, died at me, okay? Mr. Whip or not and get a half a bite at me, okay? Mr. If I'm talking, you said, listen, game is free, okay? Mr. Got two Owens and two half ones, yeah, that's three, okay? Leave up out of here with two bad ones, yeah, that's me, okay? Mr. Reno with about two phantoms, yeah, that's me, okay? On that Avion to the head. But me okay, never put a fist before my bread. Hey, not me okay. When Harry Reid was in office, made some history up at Def Jam. Jizzle ain't dropping, nigga. What the fuck is Def Jam? I know you heard how your boy bossed up at Atlantic. Bullshit, might just drop my next album on Atlantic. I really hope you bitches ready. Vice President is Prezi. Got some shit off in my belly. So what you say? My wrist is heavy. All white, penthouse, yeah, like the one on Belly. With a brown skin things. Swear to God, she look like Kelly. To the road is how I'm rolling. Plus, you know a nigga toting. Keep that street nigga paper rubber banded. It ain't falling. First the double XL. Read about me in the Ford. That's a long way from trafficking in that four-door Accord. What's up? First to tell you, motherfucker, trapper died at me, okay? Mr. Whip or not and get a half a bite at me, okay? Mr. If I'm talking, you said, listen, game is free, okay? Mr. Got two Owens and two half ones, yeah, that's three, okay? Leave up out of here with two bad ones, yeah, that's me, okay? Mr. Reno with about two phantoms, yeah, that's me, okay? On that Avion to the head, hey, but me, okay? Never put a fist before my bread, hey, not me, okay? Smoking eyeball of seven, yeah, you better believe without the scale. I just want the mansions and the riches, yeah, without the jail. You can call me postman, don't go nowhere without some mail. In and out in 20 minutes, you better believe I'm making bills. Put you on designer watches, put you on designer frames. Had you cashing out, paying for, you can't pronounce the name. Had that Marcellaga, it was green like margaritas. I sold, yeah, yo, I sold albums, might as well sell some tequila. Dropped so many Lambos, thought I was the Lamb Ambassador. Dropped so many Rollies, niggas thought I owned the Rollie store. Snow, it's been a while, yeah, you know them streets miss you. I don't eat, sleep, or shit without my motherfucking pistol. First to tell you, motherfucker, trapper died at me, okay? Mr. Whip or not and get a half a bite at me, okay? Mr. If I'm talking, you said, listen, game is free, okay? Mr. Got two Owens and two half ones, yeah, that's three, okay? Leave up out of here with two bad ones, yeah, that's me, okay? Mr. Reno with about two phantoms, yeah, that's me, okay? On that Avion to the head, hey, but me, okay?